Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Rock and roll, they're bringing us back. Jim Blasingame, thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar and his new friend and someone who does what I've been telling you about for a long time. Ginger Martin is here. She's the president and CEO of the American National Bank, a community bank in South Florida. Jeffrey, as you know, folks, is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. Chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, roadtripmojo.com, right, Jeff?
We got them all, yeah, exactly. The Road Trip Mojo has been kind of sidelined lately with haven't been able to hit the road, but they're opening up, so we're going to get back out.
There you go. And, Ginger, I need your website, please, for your bank.
It's www.AmericanNationalBank.com.
And folks, earlier in the previous segment, we talked about the way Ginger's small community bank, locally owned, locally operated, decisions made locally about whether to do about doing business with you. All of it's local. That bank helped Jeffrey get his PPP loan when a big bank didn't. And I want to come back, Ginger, and Jeffrey, to something that you said, Ginger, a minute ago. 500 business loans in the PPP so far. And you figured that about I've done some interviews with, in fact, I did an interview with the ICBA chief marketing officer, I guess it was yesterday, and he talked about all the different the amount of loan dollars that went out with community banks, and compared to the big banks, the number wasn't as big. But you said something I want to come back to. This is called getting in the internals. And to me, this is the power of what you do, Ginger. You said you made 500 loans, and I don't even care about how much money you gave out. But then you said you figure you saved about 7,000 jobs. You impacted about 7,000 jobs. Well, I'm going to do my own extrapolation there and say that there's another number in there. You potentially prevented 7,000 families from collapsing, because as I've said, when a small business collapses, a family collapses. And Ginger, if they have employees, more than one family collapses. What do you think?
I totally agree, and it's that whole thing of when I think about the purpose of the program was to keep people, you know, employed, getting paychecks, so they could keep taking care of their family, their bills, and just keep the entire engine, you know, running. So, yes, it goes much, much deeper than just the businesses. It's those the employees, the businesses that they support and the bills that they pay. And
so, Jeffrey.
And I want to say something, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. One of the things, too, that we decided as a bank, we did all types of PPP loans. So we did the sole proprietors, you know, the S-Corps, the 1099 independent contractors. Our smallest loan was $300, and our largest one was 3.3. And, you know, and that $300, that really meant something to that
individual. Hey, Jeffrey, she doesn't have to explain that to you and me. I can remember when $300 was a big deal, can't you?
Absolutely.
I can remember having a MasterCard with a $300 limit as a business owner way back. Early on, Ginger, it had a $300 limit in my MasterCard. So we don't dismiss things like that. Hey, Jeffrey, so would you say that you got a full dose of relationship banking when you did business with a community bank?
Well, I tell you what, absolutely. I got a full dose, and I also got a clear and stark picture of both sides. I got ignored by a bank I've been with through three major, as Mel Brooks called it in one of his movies, engulf and devour, you know, acquisitions, and that I've been with for 20-plus years. And then with a phone call, it was a relationship, but I imagine had I been anybody and called, I would have gotten the same welcoming embrace through Ginger and her team. So not only did I get, you know, the feel for what community banking is, or, you know, of what the downside of too big to fail is, I got the feel for what community banking is all about.
Yeah.
And thank you, Ginger, you know, for what you and your team were able to do.
And, folks, there are 5,000 community banks across America. And Ginger, after 2008, one-tenth of America was served, the counties, one-tenth of the counties in America was served only by community banks because the big banks closed up so many shops across the country. Ginger, I'm going to give you the last word before, and then I'll let Jeff wrap it up. What would you like to tell my audience?
Well, that really community banks do care. You know, we see people as people, as individuals, as a business, and not as a number. And as a community bank, we can do that. And the larger banks just can't do it because of their size. It doesn't mean that they're bad people.
That's right.
They just can't do what we do. So I love my job.
And you have a great job. I know it makes you sleep good at night. Hey, Jeffrey, last thoughts.
Yeah, it's been a great experience, and anyone who banks out there and doesn't bank with a community bank, I'm a convert, and I would suggest that you walk in the doors, and look, Ginger's office is right on the ground floor, the first floor at the bank, right there on the lobby area. So, you know, I mean, if that doesn't speak to what a community bank and its leadership is all about, I don't know what does.
Jeffrey, well said, and yeah, that's exactly right, folks. Community banks rock, and if you're a small business owner, you don't have a community bank relationship, your business is in jeopardy. I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, Ginger. Good job. Come back soon. Jeffrey, I'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. By the way, American National Bank is the name of her bank.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.